Father! Footsteps pounded across the floor. Stupefy! Fleur whirled and batted aside the spell. A young wizard clutched a short, light wood wand in one shaking hand. She tore it from him with a single spell and tossed it away into the corner. He's seen us, Harry said. You know what that means.
No,
Not shouted.
I don't know anything about any object, I swear. But not Miser's son, not Dio.
I thought you didn't have anything to say to us, Harry said.
I suppose if you said something useful, Theo could be memory charmed.
No, he can't be.
Fleur exchanged a glance with him as Nott babbled.
And this time I showed you we are just the same.
A small smile curved her lips.
Maybe it'll help you trust that this time your dream's here to stay.
Enough, Harry said. You're repeating yourself.
You said you wouldn't memory charm him.
Nott croaked.
Please.
I did. Harry raised his wand. A cold, hard look in his eyes. Fleur clawed up Emily and Caroline and all the little shallow girls with their games and their whispers and their words.
Shallow little people would ruin dreams just because it'd make them feel powerful.
The fire bubbled in her bones and the feathers strained beneath her skin.
We have to ruin them first. It's their dreams or ours.
How about the Kedavra? She whispered. A bright, green flash reflected back off the shattered pieces of chandelier and the polished parts of furniture. Theo Nott crumpled like a house of cards.
No!
Nott cried.
You!
I lied, Harry said.